And so we come at last to that greatest of all popular music idioms, R&B, or rock and roll. And one can't help asking oneself, can one, why is this indigenous, crude, powerful black American music invariably best interpreted by young, long-haired British homosexuals? We spoke with Sid Gormless, lead singer of the phenomenally successful English blues group The Dog's Breakfast.
This new record is our 14th record, and I think it's the best thing that we've ever done, actually. You know, of course, the record company have been a cheap lot of bastards that they are, you know, who wouldn't let us do it the way I wanted it to be, you know, the way I conceived it in my mind, you know. They said, "So we can't afford to send your group and the Sadler's Wells Ballet and the London Philharmonic into outer space, you know? I mean, but you see, I mean, that was my vision for this record, this album, you know. Me and the group and all swirling about in orbit, playing and singing, you know, in these huge clear plastic bubbles, you know, dropping flowers and balloons and bloody great Marshall lamps down on the earth, you know. While this fantastic music of mine, it's like a symphony, really. It's a symphony, more than a symphony. It comes drifting up from these thousands of undersea speakers.
She was Virgo, I was Sag. Tangerine policeman, flashing crimson crystal badge. Stallion spinning, chocolate puss. Startled starfish swimming, but they're not afraid of us.
I don't wanna spend your time. I wanna be a nursery rhyme. I just wanna come and take your mind.
Wilbur! your secret when he greets you on the stand.
Why, Lord Wainwright, it's so good to have you back at East Lynn. We've missed you terribly, you know. The room's just as you left it, and I dare say young Miss Rupert Brooks has missed you more than two
years.
Drifting over endless fields of copper.